Welcome to our call for the blessings of Christ on this lovely first Sunday of August. Wow, moving along. I feel very, very blessed to be here. We have had an interesting summer, a challenging summer, and one with a lot of miracles in it. So I give thanks deeply as I get started with this call for you, for the blessings of Christ, and for all the wonderful good workers in the world who keep making things move forward in the best possible way. We are going to start, as always, with calls from our community because it helps us to know where we are and what we need to do for you today. So we have a caller from area code 321, and you're on.
Hello, Glenda. It's Scott.
Hi, Scott. I thought it was you.
May I please add my friend Diana to the blessing today? She's back in the hospital, and they might have to induce coma. And also her husband, Ken, who's really going through it, I think.
Okay. I have them on my list.
Thanks so much. That was it.
How are you, and how are you doing? Well,
oh, pretty,
I hope.
Pretty well. Yeah, I'm
good.
Over in South Carolina right now, but I was up in Montana last week. So I'm getting around.
You are. You're getting around. Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, and I will keep your dear friends in my blessing. Tony, I see you're on. Welcome. You're on, Anthony. You may have to unmute your call.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. We're down visiting our friend Steve. We have our friend Steve Sortino, who's down in Pismo Beach.
Uh-huh.
So we're down here hanging out with him. And so Steve and his daughter, well, I'd love to include them in the blessing for today. Steve's just had another grandchild, and so a blessing for all of Steve's grandchildren and for his daughter Chrissy.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Our baby's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and even more so when they're grandchildren.
Yeah.
No more staying up all night.
Okay. Also, Judy's sister, she's continuing to do well with her healing. She's healing cancer. But she's also got a lot of stress around. She's kind of got a situation where she loves her home, but her home takes a lot of – she's just her trying to take care of it all. So with all of her work, her job, plus her healing – plus the work in her home, it's really overwhelming for her. So she doesn't really see a way to easily make it all work together. So I want to send a blessing for Lori's healing and also for God's grace to come and help her find, beautiful and effortless solutions for what she needs to do. And
I do too. And I can certainly relate to being overwhelmed with too many things to do.
Yeah.
we try to let them fall in God's grace as much as we can. We let go of what we have to, and we do what we need to do in the best order of priority. That's how miracles work for me. Okay, and you and Judy are doing well, I assume.
We are. We're doing wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm going to take another caller. Christine is on. Hi, Christine.
Hello?
Hello, Christine.
Hi, Glenda. I have a special request.
Okay.
I would ask that everyone on the call and you please ask Yeshua to accept my husband, who has done some pretty nasty things. We're all trying to get him to go to Yeshua, to turn to the light and go to Yeshua. And I would ask that you include this in your blessing call today for me.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about the dark side of his life. And we do pray for that.
Thank you, Glenda.
I can hear the heaviness in your voice, so I know it's been a hardship for you.
Very much so, because he was living a double life.
Yeah. I hear that in your voice, and I'm so, so, so sorry. So I have a blessing for you, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we have a caller from area code 707. You're on. Hello.
Hello. Hi,
hello.
Glenda. Hi. My name is Abraham. I took a bullet through the head a couple of years, 4.5 years ago. Still healing. And my brother found me. And I'd like you to say a prayer for me and for him, please.
Okay, absolutely. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. There was a break on the phone right then.
Abraham.
Oh, Abraham, okay.
My brother's name is Derek.
Derek, okay. Good.
Blessing for my mom, too.
Okay, what's her name?
Teresa.
Okay, good. Well, you know, blessings tend to run in families, so we will remember all of you.
Blessings to all the shooting victims.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Abraham. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to take you're welcome. I'm going to take a call from area code 828. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's David from, I'm in Atlanta these days, but my friend Janice is going through some health testing and may have to make some pretty tough decisions. And I'd like to add her to the blessing list for discernment of any healthcare providers that she's working with, and that the information is sound, and that she has support in her healing process.
Okay. Yes. Yes, these things do require discernment, and what kind of sacrifice we want to make with our life in order to receive a gain on the other side. So there are lots of things other than just, I want to get better. We all want to get better, but we want to get better in the very best possible way that will serve our life in the most optimal way. So, yes, I think a prayer of discernment is a good thing.
Thank you.
Stormy, I see you're on. Hi.
Yes, I've been blessed lately to be able to use my very unique healing spark that I have with a grocery clerk. Every time I go up there, she wants me to either touch her or just hold my hand a few inches from her, and she can feel that spark of energy running through her. So that's nice to be able to use my gift as a healer for however it's needed. She's starting to talk about me, so people talk anyhow. I also have another blessing. I am big 7-0 today.
Congratulations, Stormy. My gosh. Wow. Well, the 70s are better than the 60s.
Yes.
Honestly, I could say that, except for the fact that we went through a big hurricane, which made things not so good. But overall, I can tell you by talking to my friends and statistics, et cetera, et cetera. Through the 60s, we go through the body is reformatting its life. It's bringing down certain systems and amping up other systems. And it's kind of like when a car gets to a certain mileage, everything that can break down will break down. Well, the 60s are like all of those things and more. By the 70s, we've got all the little parts fixed. We've made major decisions about our health. We've made decisions about what we want to do with the rest of our life. We've said goodbye to a lot of people that needed to go. We've made new friends. And really, honestly, statistically, and I can say comparatively, the 70s are better than the 60s. So welcome. Welcome to a better decade.
Yes, and my spark is rather unique. And the fact that it's being used again, I find that to be quite a blessing because I can't not heal.
Yeah.
It's like the sun can't not shine. But uh-huh. When I do one-on-one with people, I get to receive just as much as I give. And it's good for me to practice my own healing ability. The fact that I've been able to take pain away from people. You've seen me at
Absolutely.
Genesis and Satori when people just, you know, Ben, you know, come give us some energy.
I remember it well.
It's universal. It doesn't matter how I'm feeling. It's anything that I do, it is immediately replenished and goes to the next person. So they can, what it's for is so that they can realize who they are. I know what I'm doing. It's just I'm allowing them to express, you know, themselves. So I'll keep that good energy up today, especially for this call today, for those who are in need of getting to know who they truly are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what we're doing.
And you said
Bye-bye.
It. You said it very well for what a healer is. We are conduits. We are conduits for the healing grace of God. And some people have made their life attuned to this in a natural way. Other people want to learn how to be blessing givers, and we are beginning to think about a blessing seminar for this fall. We have not conducted a blessing seminar now for a little over a year, and it's time. It's time we caught up to that because we have built up a field of people who are very desired in doing it. You know, if anyone on the call is interested in attending a blessing seminar, write me at GlendaGreen@gmail.com and just let me know. We don't have anything on the calendar yet, but actually it helps in deciding about the calendar depending on when people are ready and able. So it really does help to know. And thank you, Ben, and blessings to you. We have Dan on the other line. Hi.
Hello, Glenda. This is Jean. I'm calling on Dan.
Oh, Jean.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I'm calling for a blessing for myself. And, this coming Friday, I'm going in for a medical test, a diagnostic procedure, which is really quite common. But I'm afraid, and I don't want to be afraid. I have to be sedated, I believe. And that frightens me. And I'm a little bit afraid of the results, but right now I'm afraid of the procedure. And I want Yeshua there with me.
Oh, he will be.
And the discernment of the medical people.
he will be. And we ask that he be with the technicians and the doctor, and that the test prove to be accurate and positive.
Yes. You mean
and that this time next week, it will all be behind you.
I know, I know. And positive in a positive way, not positive.
Yeah, positive in a positive way, yes. I didn't mean it then. That's a strange word to use with regard to a medical test. Yeah, we want it to find nothing. Okay.
Right. Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Jean, my blessings are with you and my prayers, and you will be in my heart today as we offer the blessing. I can see how troubled you are, and life can be very troubling right now.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm trying to look at it that these people are going to help me.
And yes, that they will. And just have faith.
Yes.
Keep your faith strong. Keep your faith very strong, because that's how you participate.
Okay.
Here's a good example of the way faith works. When something challenging, we could say bad, but we'll just say challenging, okay? So we won't put anything there. But when we're facing something challenging, we often don't see beyond it. It stops our attention. It grabs our attention. We put our attention on it. But the fact is, it's that second mile beyond the challenge where we get to see the results, where we get to say, okay, that was yesterday. Okay, I've gone past that. Okay, even if it was something, it wasn't something much, and we've done it and we fixed it. See, faith is what goes into the blind zone beyond where the challenge is, and that's also where the victory is. So you have to have faith in order to put your attention on the victory or the release or the, okay, I'm glad that's over. Whatever is on the other side of the challenge, you need to be able to put your attention there. And faith is the only thing that can do it for you.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, and that's why Yeshua said, always, always after every miracle, your faith made you whole. Mm-hmm. And does that mean he didn't physically or spiritually work a miracle? No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean he didn't also work a miracle. But the thing is, you allowed a miracle to happen because you went beyond the challenge. See, this is one of the things I was trying to teach, and successfully did teach, I think, almost everybody in our webinar recently about having your own miracle, is that even if 10,000 angels are trying to push a miracle in your pocket, if your pocket is zipped, it won't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, the zipper on the pocket is what happens the day after your challenge. So you got to have the zipper opened.
Okay.
You see what, okay?
Yeah. And the zipper open with faith.
The zipper open is faith. Have your pocket open. Have your windows open. Your doors open. Be reaching into that space beyond the problem. Okay?
Okay.
Because that's where the miracle happens.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And I hope I want to extend this to everybody, because it really applies to everybody on the call. And that is that the fact of the problem doesn't go away, because for some reason, all of us who have a problem, it could be me with a hurricane, it could be you with an illness, it could be somebody else with a job or needing to relocate, or a friend in trouble, whatever the problem is, that problem came up as a way of indicating something in your life that needs to be fixed. Okay, and so Yeshua and God are not going to take away the problem, because it's a landmark for you to look at your life. what they will do is take you beyond the problem to where it doesn't exist. And that's why faith is essential. You have to take the word leap of faith has been a common phrase since the beginning of this teaching 2,000 years ago. It is a leap. It's a leap into tomorrow. It's a leap into 30 minutes after the test was taken. It was a leap into the day when the results come back. It was a leap into your future. People who are alone and don't know where tomorrow will come from, they take a leap into the future where there are friends, where there's employment, where there's a place to live. They take that leap, and it's in that leap that the miracle comes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's very helpful.
Thank you. I hope it's helpful for everyone. And you've been a wonderful person to talk with and a wonderful example of how we all suffer and we need that spirit of faith to take us beyond it. And Stormy, this is a good one for you to put your energy on. So, I highly recommend Stormy's Healing Energy, even though he's not officially a Christ Blessing Giver. He's been one since he was born. So we, and some people are just born with a gift. I have been with little babies that I could touch and my whole world would clear up. I mean, really, they bring the spirit of heaven with them. And it's just, it's a marvelous way to be. I was reading a report, an interesting report, from a doctor that I respect. He's a very well-established, successful doctor who has an online marketing program, but it's not one of these cheap commercial things. It's just the way he makes his services available to other people. It's Dr. Al Sears. And he wrote a significant article that I spent time reading today. And it was about how scientists discovered a second line of DNA. It's almost like our DNA has a backup field. Yeah, really. There's the main line of DNA, which has a chronological progression. It has a stress tolerance projection. It has a limit of tolerance on, toxins or pathogens or other stress-inducing factors to the body. And it breaks down in accordingly predictable ways. But there is this second line of DNA that has been discovered. It's not really a shadow DNA, it's a parallel universe DNA that is backup. It's backup for everything. And this apparently is how we heal. We pull the backup in, we access that backup. I read this 3 or 4 times and I thought, oh my gosh, that's exactly what has happened to me in so many cases. I had a hip replacement. I didn't even need heavy anesthesia, really. They did a spinal injection right before I got through it. I think they only took like 2 hours to get through it. I was back to my room and walking. Where did that strength come from? It came, and I knew exactly where it came from. It was already in place. Yeshua had already put in place the backup DNA, the backup energy I needed, the backup neural energy I needed, the backup tissue energy I needed. He had already put it in place. And have you ever noticed, I think we've all said this, that when God closes the door, he always opens a window or opens another door. Well, I think there's a social backup also. I think we're backed up on everything. I really spent some hours in prayer and meditation about that we have been given a life in the world to live, but we're not of the world. Yeshua was giving us a hint on that when he was saying, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. And he would go out to the desert with only a little water to drink. I think he would activate his backup DNA. And the backup DNA doesn't have to be altogether physical. It could be energetic, electromagnetic. It could be anything. We have actually discovered, we didn't know, it was believed for a very long time that the brain could not create new brain cells. And it really doesn't, but it pulls in from the unused gray matter backup cells. So it was discovered that it's doing exactly what I'm talking about. We have about 90% of our gray matter unused. Well, it's been discovered that it's used in some passive ways, but it's not part of our autonomic nervous system. It's not part of our analytical nervous system. It's not, it's actually used. I believe it's the storehouse for all the backup DNA. And so one of the next strides in medical science will be how to tap into the backup DNA, how to get a second wind on life, if you will. And I think that's what is going on so many times with the blessing. It takes us to a place where we can access new resources for life and feel new potential for life, whether it's social, material, health, energetic, happiness, recovery from loss, sadness. We can go to another place and find it. And this place of backup DNA is virtually pristine, probably only discoverable in our current state of understanding through faith. And that may be one of the powerful functions of faith, that it can access these powerful reserves. I love bringing you new information. I love bringing you hope and love, and the best I can bring you for the best possible life you can live. And certainly my blessings are with everyone who's asked for it and everyone on this call. It's time now that we moved into our blessing for today. So it's nice to be on time, because there are people in so many parts of the world who don't have telephone, long-distance telephone access. And we can't do this through VoIP services or WhatsApp or other services such as that. So they plan their day to be connected to the offering of the blessing, because it doesn't have to be done with words. It just has to be done through faith, and preferably also through timing. It's actually been demonstrated. It was first demonstrated by Maharishi and his group, and then the HeartMath group took on the project after Maharishi left, and I believe there are some other groups doing this as well, where they coordinate global meditations, global prayers. And it has been demonstrated that the coincidence in time for these has an accelerated impact, at least in the global sense. Perhaps in the personal sense it doesn't matter, because whoever gives a blessing for you now, it'll still be hanging out there for you whenever you contact it. But it's been demonstrated that for getting collective global results, timing is really important. So let's get on with it. I'm going to ask those receiving to just relax, have your arms and legs uncrossed, and your head's uncovered, your feet uncovered, if possible, if weather permits and other factors permit. And I will say my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, we ask that you be with everyone on this call. We ask and we know it will be received. We ask that you be with everyone this week who is undergoing physical, medical, emotional, or social challenges. These are hard times for some people. Help them with their faith, that through their faith they may discover beautiful, pristine, new resources for life that simply are greater than any trouble could ever plague them. We ask that your love be given into the lives of everyone on this call, that we may see the best in ourselves and we may discover the love that we are. We thank you for all the blessings you've given us through all of our lives and all of the centuries that you've been here for everyone. We thank you for every good thing that shall come. And we thank you for standing beside us in our trials, that we may have courage and faith and see only the good in everything that happens. Now and forevermore, we cherish your name. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. And the rest of you, begin your prayer. Amen. Your blessing has been offered. Now it's for you to receive. I wish you a very wonderful week, full of blessings and faith and positive discoveries about life and about yourself. Bye-bye for now.